If you get frustrated with beginner classes on YouTube that move too fast, don't give modifications, and are too hard, then don't worry. The rest of this beginner yoga class is actually for beginners. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. We offer real yoga for real people every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. When you subscribe and press that little bell, you will get some great content coming into your YouTube subscription feed, including restorative yoga for sleep and a yin-yang yoga class in the next couple of weeks. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes and Dusky Leaf for your props. Today, you're going to need two blocks, but if you don't have them, not to worry, then you can use pillows from your couch. If you're brand new to yoga, then be sure to talk to your medical doctor before you start and ask your medical doctor, what yoga poses should I avoid to make sure that my medical condition or injury doesn't get worse? And what yoga poses, actually don't use the word yoga pose, use the word movement. What movement should I do to make my injury or illness better? That way you'll be able to look after yourself in this class. And speaking of looking after yourself in this class, I'm going to give you a preview of the whole class so you'll know that it's a class that you can do or not do based on the conversation that you've had with your medical doctor. So here's what to expect. We're going to start lying down. I will be giving lots of modifications throughout, so not to worry. We will be doing a neck shoulder joint rotation mobility exercise to start. Actually, first we'll be doing some sunshine arms, then the neck shoulder joint rotation and mobility. We'll be doing a Feldenkrais rooting exercise, then Sphinx pose, cat pose, lunge pose, a standing chest opener, warrior one with eagle arms, warrior two with a tricep stretch, and then a neck stretch. Chair pose three times. We're going to be doing it with shoulder rolls, with rotation, and then again with shoulder rolls. Then we're going to be doing a supported back bend with blocks. If you don't have blocks, you can use your pillows. We're going to be doing easy pose with a twist and a neck stretch, and then we're going to be doing a reclined twist with a shoulder stretch, and then we'll finish with Shavasana. So if all of this looks doable to you, then let's go ahead and get started with resting back to transition from the busyness of your day with some centering. We're going to start lying on your back. If you have any low back issues, it's a good idea to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And just begin by feeling the support of the earth underneath you. Turn your palms up and let the tension from your neck and your shoulders release down into the earth underneath you. Unhinge your jaw and let your tongue float in your mouth. Soften your forehead. Okay, we're going to begin by loosening up your neck a bit. So breathe in the center. Breathe out and roll your head to one side. Breathe in the center. Breathe out and roll your head to the other side. Breathe in the center. Breathe out, roll your head to the side. Breathe in the center. Breathe out, roll your head to the side. And keep going like that. Now breathe in the center. Breathe out, roll your head to the right side, glide your right shoulder down, reaching your fingertips towards your ankles. Breathe into the center. Breathe out, roll your left shoulder towards the ground, glide your left fingertips towards your left ankle. Breathe in the center, breathe out, roll your right shoulder towards your right ear towards the ground, glide your right fingertips towards your right ankle. Breathe in the center, breathe out, roll your ear towards the ground, glide your left fingertips towards your left ankle. And we'll keep going from side to side. Move gently with ease. You don't need to over-effort here. The less effort you put in, the more your body will be able to let go. This is about undoing, not doing. And then come back to the center, and we're going to do some sunshine arms to release your shoulders. You're going to keep your shoulders heavy like shot put balls. Inhale, reach your arms overhead. Keep your rib cage heavy. Exhale, bring your arms down and around by the side of your body. Inhale, reach your arms overhead. Keep your rib cage descending, sinking into the ground. Exhale, bring your arms down and around. Soft jaws. And then hold on to your elbows. Again, let your shoulders be heavy on the ground. Feel your upper back all the way across the ground, almost like a rectangle across the ground. So without pushing it into the ground, just feel your upper back's connection to the ground. And then breathe in the center here. Breathe out, roll your head to the right and lower your shoulders and elbows to the right. Breathe in center. Roll your head and elbows to the left. Breathe in center. Breathe out, roll to the right. Breathe in center. Roll to the left. And keep going. Move slowly. This is not a race. Really see if you can fully exhale as you roll to the side, letting go of all your tension and worries and distress. And then come back to the center, and you're going to circle your elbows. Breathe in as you circle around up to your face. Breathe out as you go down towards your belly. And then we're going to go the other way. Feel how much space you're creating in your shoulders. Okay, we're going to roll over onto your stomach. Okay, lie on your stomach with robot arms and turn your head to one side. Let your head be as heavy as possible. So let the weight of your head go. So in this movement, we're recreating a primary movement pattern that you would have made when you were a baby. So all you're going to do is lift your head and turn it to the other side. And then you're going to let your head be as heavy as possible here again. And then you're going to lift your head again and lower it over to the other side and let the full weight of your head go again. So inhale, lift. Exhale, turn and lower. And then from here, you're going to take your arms in front of you, walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders. If you want less, you can walk your elbows forward a little bit more. And you're going to, if you have any tenderness in your low back, draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel back through your spine. And from here, you're just going to circle your head around in front. Okay, from here we'll come up onto all fours. Okay, we're going to do cat pose. And if this is too much on your wrists and your knees, you can watch in the window here and I'll show you how to do this whole thing on a chair instead. Otherwise, you're going to be here and we're going to do exhale round. Inhale, arch. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. And as you do this, really let your neck go, let the back of your neck go and be long. Let's take this off to the side as well. And the other side. And then come back to center, and we will do the some rotations as well. So we're going to do inhale, open the left arm up to the side, exhale, rotate, and we're not going to lower all the way to the ground, just hover, and then inhale, open, exhale, rotate. Inhale, open, exhale, rotate. Inhale, open. And one more. And we'll do that on the other side as well. Inhale, open. Exhale, rotate. Okay, from here, we're going to do some lunge pose and a neck stretch. So I would recommend that you double up your mat so you have extra padding on your knees. And if this is still too much for your knees, we'll show a variation you can do on your back so that it doesn't hurt your knees. You're going to walk your left leg through to begin. Sink down through your front left foot, come upright. And then you're going to lower your left ear to your left shoulder. And then you're going to walk back and you'll walk your right foot forward, sink down through your front right foot till you find your balance, come upright and lower your right ear to your right shoulder. Bring your head back to center, walk your foot in a bit, and from here we'll come up to standing. Okay. From standing, we're going to open up the chest, which helps to release the neck and the shoulders. So you're going to interlace your fingers behind your back and relax your shoulders. Take a breath in and then just open your chest. Now you're going to relax your arms down and just switch the way you've got your fingers interlaced. So one pinky will be on top. You're just going to switch it so the other pinky's on top. Just relax your shoulders again, unhinge your jaw, and let's do the exact same thing again. Open up your chest, open your arms until you feel some tension. So it doesn't need to be we don't want to create tension with our yoga. So it does, I love how Bernie Clark says, feel some sensation, but it doesn't need to be sensational. And then you can release your arms and stand at the top of your mat. You're going to take a step back with your left foot. Turn your hips so they face the front edge of your mat. If that means there's some torquing happening in your knee, you can come up on your front back foot. Let's all do that anyway, actually. Come back on your up on your toes, the back. Sink down through your hip with your knee bent. So we're going to do like a modified version of Warrior One. You should feel some opening through your hips. There's a nice connection between your shoulders and your hips that we're really monopolizing here. And we're going to do Eagle's Arms as well. You can have a chair close by or a wall close by for balance. If balance is off, you can go back to having your heel on the ground here. So we're building strength here in your legs, but also flexibility in the front of your hip. You're going to bring your right arm up. Lots of options here. Elbows and palms together, or you can hook your left arm underneath, bring the backs of the hands together, or you can bring the palms together. So choose a version that works best for you. Elbows in and palms lower down is less intense. Elbows away and further up adds more intensity. Choose what works best for you and your body today. And then you're going to release that from your body, and we're going to do that on the other side. So this time we'll take a step back with your right foot, and we'll stay upright on your right toes on the ball of your foot at the back. Tuck your pelvis forward, sink down, feel that opening in the front of your right hip, maybe even along the front of your right leg here. And then you're going to bring your right arm up this time. Elbows and palms can come together. You can hook the left arm underneath, backs of the hands can come together, or the palms can come together. Less elbows come in and closer into the body and lower down. More elbows away and lift up. So choose what works best for you and your body. And then you can let that fall out of your body and take your feet wide on your mat so that your legs make a triangle. You're going to turn your right toes out, bend your right knee, open it out so that you can see your big right toe. From here, you're going to take your right hand on your back, reach your left arm up and over, and open up your right tricep. And then you're going to take your right arm behind your back, hold on to it with your, sorry, I want to do that the other way. So your left arm's going to come behind your back, you're going to hold on to your left wrist with your right hand, you're going to pull it behind you and lower your right ear to your right shoulder. So So straighten both your legs. You're going to turn your right toes in, your left toes out. This time you're going to sink down through your left sit bone. Bend your left knee, open it out to the side. This time we're going to bring your left arm up so your fingertips touch your upper back. You're going to bring your right arm over and open up your left tricep here. Then you're going to release that from your body. Take your right arm behind your back. Hold on to your right wrist with your left hand. Lower your left ears to your left shoulders. Release all of this from your body. You're going to bring your feet in so they're underneath your hip bones. I'm afraid this is probably going to look like the chicken dance. But, oh well. This is why you do yoga at home, so you don't have to worry about that part too much. You're going to sit back as though you're sitting into a small chair, and then you're going to roll your shoulders back and down. It does look like the chicken dance, doesn't it? Maybe you can put some music in for us, Tim.
We'll just sing it.
So we have a band. It would only be for 10 seconds. And then you're going to come up. And then you're going to do a side twist. So bring your hands to prayer position, rotate, and take your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. And then inhale up center and exhale, rotate your left elbow to the outside of your right knee. And then come back center again. Hold on to your shoulders one more time, and we're going to do the chicken dance one more time. You're going to sit back, and you're going to roll your elbows back and down. And then you can come back up to standing, and then we're going to come down onto our mats again, and we're going to set ourselves up for a nice shoulder release, either using blocks or some cushions. Okay, so I'm going to use blocks here, but if you don't have blocks, you can put a cushion here and another cushion underneath your head. So either is going to work just fine. Maybe you just want this cushion to be higher than the one under your head, but don't fuss about it too much. So if you don't have blocks, you're going to use a cushion here and a cushion here.
Did you already say that?
I did already say that.
It was a long time ago.
It's okay. Probably a lot of people watching have the same attention span as you.
You think watching?
Probably. Okay, I'm not loving this. I think I want to change this one. So I didn't like the big height difference. Okay, that's much better. So if it doesn't work for you, you change it until it does work, because you don't want to create strain. And if you have low back issues, you're going to keep your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, you're going to lengthen your legs out long. So for me, having my knees bent was creating tension in my hips, but if you have low back issues, it's going to be way better to keep your knees bent. Okay, from here you're going to bend your knees, roll to your side, and we're actually going to come up to seated. And for this next exercise, I would encourage you to either sit up on a cushion or in a chair, whichever is easiest for you in your body. So you're going to sit tall with your spine tall, and then you're going to sit cross-legged with one leg in front of each other, or you're just going to sit in a chair, and you're going to rotate your spine and take your left hand to the outside of your right knee, and then you're going to lower your left ear towards your left shoulder. And then just turn your chin towards your chest. And then come back to the center. Take a deep breath. Just feel into your neck and shoulders. And then take your right hand to the outside of your left knee. Lower your right ear to your left shoulder. Sorry, your left ear to your right shoulder. I think I said it the right way the first time. I'm out of shape on my mirroring. And then turn your chin towards your chest. And then come back to the center, and we're going to do a twist lying down as well. So lie down with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor, tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. Press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the right side of your mat. Lower your knees over to the left side of your mat and look over your right shoulder. And then come back to the center, press into your feet, untuck your hips. Press into your feet again, lift your hips, take them over to the left side of your mat, lower your knees over to the right side of your mat, and look over your left shoulder. Come back to the center, untuck your hips. We're going to rest back for your final integration in what we call Shavasana now, or corpse pose. If you have back issues, you're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, you can take your legs out long here. I encourage you to lie with your palms up beside you and tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. And just take this time to appreciate how much your shoulders have relaxed, your neck have relaxed, and receive your practice of yoga. Continue to rest back and sink into the ground here. I like to finish my classes in Shavasana by reading you a poem, so I will sit up and read you a poem now. This poem is called The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Slowly let your breath deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. Pause and take a breath. And gradually make your way up to seated. Thank you so much for joining me for this beginner yoga class for your neck and shoulders. If you made it all the way to the end of this class, thank you so much. I love my fabulous finishers, so thank you for pressing the like button and sharing this class on your socials. And let me know that you're a fabulous finisher by putting "my neck and shoulders feel so much better" in the comments. If you would like my best 7 days of yin yoga, restorative yoga, and short yoga videos for your neck and shoulders, including a foam roller class, then go to melissawest.com/upper back and I'll send that right to your inbox for you. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as grounded as the old growth trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.